Spoilers ahead, fuck nuts.
Is it a gift to see the future?
Get off.
What?
That man is trying to kill you.
Cassie, those girls need your protection.
How do I even know if I can change anything?
The power of your mind has infinite potential.
Adam Webb, exclusively in cinemas.
So how exactly do you want to address this shit?
Dude, I don't even know where the fuck to start with this one.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question real quick. If you had to rate it against Rebel Moon and Aquaman 2, where would you put, like, if you had to do, like, 1, 2, 3, you know what I mean? Like,
That's a tough question.
3 being the worst.
That may be the toughest question I've ever been asked in my life, actually. And I don't know. I think it's... I wouldn't say it's as bad as Rebel Moon, but it almost is...
You're saying Rebel...
Okay. It didn't drag as much as Rebel Moon.
All right, fair
enough.
And
at least it was like... Oh, I can't even say that. God damn it. I was going to say at least it was a little bit more original, but then I can't even say that because we just talked about this whole movie, how like they just...
It's fucking just every...
Every cliche. Yeah. Down to the fucking villain going to the fucking opera. Jesus Christ. Oh,
all right, so I need to address that real quick because that's really important.
The worst villain of all time. I think I would say that out of any of these superhero movies.
Legitimately, 10 minutes into the film, and it switches over from like opening up in the fucking, like, in like South America is like where it started off, which was a whole can of worms. It was just so poorly paced.
And it automatically showed how, like, it had some of the worst writing out of the entire movie just in that first scene, and, like, some of the worst line delivery, too.
I remember walking back from the bathroom and hearing a couple, like, exchanges of dialogue and being like, oh, fuck, yeah. This is what we're in for, dude. But it pans over to,
like, the first, like, minute, I think. Maybe 30 seconds, even, but, like, somehow, like...
Thank God.
Exactly. Like, somehow it's even a little bit better to you than to me, I think. Because, like, that 30 seconds, I was like, this is rough. This is already rough. And it's like, we're 30 seconds into this shit.
So I walk in, I sit down, and then we have, like, a quick chat about what I missed. And then in the present day in the film, it zooms in on this, like, painted mural on the ceiling. And Liam's like, oh, bet you this is the villain. This is probably the villain, right? Because it's always opera in the background, like some operatic singing.
It's always like the fancy
singing.
Like chandeliers and shit, right? Like they're always like zooming in on shots of the ceiling or whatever.
And sure enough, villain in all black suit at the fucking opera, and it's just like, what?
You could just call all the points. It's like they just had a script called generic movie script, and then they just took that and then just
they
put
just
all
threw
the
it
shit
in the chat GPT. They're like, give me a generic action/superhero film script with a female lead.
Yeah, so get prepared, guys, because I don't think we really have any praises here.
Which, by the way...
We should start off with that. Like, do you have any praises? Do I have any praises?
I actually do.
Okay.
Funny enough, which we didn't really talk about on the way
Because I feel
here.
Like we're going to get lost in the hate if we don't
right.
just address this now.
I want to say, like, I want to elaborate on what I just said, too. The fact that it was an all-female lead cast...
And these are good actresses.
Good
too.
Actresses has nothing to do with the outcome of this movie because we were talking about other films.
Like Sydney Sweeney's in the Euphoria and she's good in that. Dakota Johnson I haven't
and
seen in a
Once
lot.
Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Was she in that?
Sydney Sweeney's in that. She's living
oh, she's
one
of
she's
the
living
Manson?
In the commune in the
so
Manson
she doesn't really
Manson
have any
family.
Lines,
yeah.
But she's
she
just
a couple
one of
lines.
The
wow. A couple, yeah. She's like she's the one who spies Cliff showing up.
Holy shit.
From like the house from like the door in the house, yeah. Yeah, but they all have, like, a bit of a pedigree of their own, and yet you throw them into this fucking hot mess of a script.
Yeah, Celeste O'Connor was in, like, the new Ghostbusters.
Yep.
And she wasn't really a great character in that either, but, like, makes this character in Madame Web, makes that character, like,
look amazing,
better,
yeah.
You know?
So...
Like, wow, a normal character that isn't an asshole or something, you know?
Before we get lost in it, I do want to talk about the one or two praises that I have.
Okay.
One... And I actually said this to you when we were watching the film. Madame Web, by the way. We haven't even said the name of the movie yet.
Yes.
Yeah, Madame
your
Web.
Name, too?
My name's Dan. My name's Dan.
This is Daniel.
And we go way back.
We go back. We've been seeing all of these. So I had to have Dan join us on this episode instead of Silas because well, Silas didn't want to see this piece of shit. And then also...
More power to him.
And also, we've seen all the Sony Marvel movies together so far. So I think we were just like...
We're in too deep at this point.
Yeah, we're in too deep. We got to see it together,
bro. We have to see
it
through. We have to see it through. But anyway...
And it was almost out of like, we kind of talked about at the beginning, morbid curiosity, where it's like...
Morbius
curiosity. How can they make it work, morbid curiosity? It's like, how could they go worse than Morbius? Like, I think that's why we talk about most people are seeing this, because there was three other people in our theater, I think.
And Sony was like, hold my beer. Yeah. Watch this.
And they're like, we'll get the same writers, okay? And we'll make it more convoluted. We'll add more Spider-Man elements in there, but at the same time, we're not adding more Spider-Man elements in there because there's barely any action. And
so
any
real
action
quick.
We do have is makes the CW shows like Arrowverse look amazing,
again,
like they were the MCU.
I want to get, like you said, I want to get the praise out of the way real quick.
So the, hard though.
The like two praises that I have, and then we can go back on the hate train. I just want to get these two out of the way.
Sorry, it's just so hard.
The couple bits of action. There were a couple bits of action and some ideas there with the shots that they were doing that I thought were kind of cool. I thought some of the transitions were cool. I thought some of the choreography was cool, and I mean some. I do mean some. Like the one, so this is going to be a spoiler-ridden discussion, by the way, so...
Spoiled it!
Here's your warning ahead of time. The scene where she's, like, envisioning him breaking into the diner, and he, like, snaps Sidney Sweeney's neck against the stool.
Oh, you're talking about the scene where they were... dancing on top of the table. The three of them were dancing on top of the table.
Take that
the
out
toxic
of the, take that
by
out
Britney
of the
Spears
equation.
And all these bros are like, whoa, acid titties, whoa, shit.
Take that.
What the fuck was that scene?
Take that out of. And the best part is they're all supposed to be like 17. Which makes it even weirder.
It's like, why were they at this diner in the middle of.
Like, I didn't even think about that until right now. Like, all these chicks are supposed to be like not. They're minors.
Like, well, yeah, I think you're right. Like, they're supposed to be like 17 or 16
they even said
or something.
That. Yeah.
But then they almost act like they're like 12 or 13.
Yeah, like super naive.
Yeah, they're
even
super
though,
naive.
Even though they
super,
all come.
They're like that girl. I honestly feel bad about it now. They're like that girl in Barbie, the daughter that was like kind of a bitch.
Oh my God.
But like 10 times worse, actually, I would say. Because they just stay that way throughout the entire
True,
movie.
True, yeah. There's like no character development.
Than, like, and then like. For like even my complaints with Barbie, even though I thought it was a good film, made that look like a total masterpiece with like how they did the daughter and the mom story arc in that, because like at least there was some emotion to it there. Whereas here we just have all the characters just randomly decide in the end like, I trust you now.
They're...
for no reason basically. Like we've had no chemistry this entire movie.
The meeting scene was just such a fucking disaster. Like there's two scenes in my mind that are currently going at it in the ring for worst scene in the film. Like,
are you talking about the scene when they got to the like woods, or the scene when they were in
the
train? Car?
Oh, that whole sequence, that whole like 10-minute sequence, the train and in the woods.
True, because that just seemed like one long piece of hell, right?
And
there,
it was,
basically.
It really was. Like, so that whole sequence, and then the finale.
No,
those
dude,
two are fucking
you're forgetting one. That scene where she was with Mary.
Who?
The scene where she was with Mary.
Oh my God, at the baby shower?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's another problem with this movie. All the women are fucking bitches in this movie.
Yeah, there's not a single,
because,
like...
Because, like, the... Like, even in moments when they could have made, like, these characters relatable or something, like, what's... I don't even remember Madame Web's name.
And the men are just idiots.
What is her name?
Cassie.
Cassie?
Cassie. She's
okay.
Cassie Webb, yeah.
Cassie Webb. Jesus, I couldn't even really remember that. But... So they have a moment when she's at, like, you find out in this movie she's a paramedic and she's best friends with Uncle Ben.
With Ben Parker, which
ben
they just,
Parker,
they
which,
just so candidly go, like, there's, like, a scene where they...
I've
like,
never seen someone shove their foot through it more, like, where it's just so forced.
They answer,
you know?
A 911 call because they're paramedics and their partner's working in the same ambulance and they save somebody. And then, like, the kid comes out and is like, thank you for saving my parent. And she's like, oh, that wasn't me. that was Ben Parker's doing. Yeah. And she says it just like that. She's like, that was Mr. Ben Parker's doing.
Such a groaner. You're like, are you fucking kidding me?
It's like they're really just shoving that down our throats. Like, guys, look, it's Uncle Ben. Oh, my God.
And then we get immediately that followed up with a scene of them talking about their love life.
And he's like, yeah, I met someone.
And you're like, oh, I wonder who this is.
And they don't say it.
But then for the rest of the movie, it's almost like they knew, like us as the audience, were thinking that. And then for the rest of the movie, they don't name drop May. They never say her name, nope. Right? May, right?
Yeah, they never say
Peter either.
Even though they were very close.
We see his birth.
Yeah.
We see his birth in this movie, people,
at the very end.
And they don't say his fucking name.
Even like at the baby shower, because, you know, obviously she could see the future. They were about to be like...
Don't you agree with that, though? It's like they were so forced with it, and then it's almost like they like realized it was extremely forced and terrible. And
guys,
like, we can't do it for the rest of the movie.
Yeah, we need to throw him a curveball.
Yeah.
You know what I just realized?
He's born and they don't say his fucking name.
I just realized that we got out of there so fast we didn't even stick around to figure out if there's a post-credit scene.
There wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah, I looked that up, actually.
Thank fucking God.
But I wouldn't have stayed anyway.
No, me neither. I was like, because when I went to Newbury after, I was talking with John Hansen. He was like, oh, is there a post-credit scene? I was like, I have no idea. We fucking, we left
we
immediately.
Ran. I asked Dan towards the end, I said, as they're doing the usual thing, like, I could just tell it was wrapping up. Like, that's the other thing with this movie, too. Like, you could tell when it was in its last
it's
like,
so
couple
predictable.
Minutes. And they do the usual stupid thing, too, of, I think if anyone knows Madame Web, they maybe know her from a video game or a Spider-Man comic where she's the old lady that's, like, in a wheelchair, like a cool wheelchair, and then she's got, like, a bandana around her head, like, in this crazy outfit and shit. And basically, by the end, they just do the usual, like, we gotta have her, like, basically, like, be at her comic book level by the end of this movie.
Let's have her get hit in the face by a firework underwater.
Yes!
Which is how she goes
flying,
by the way.
What if in the finale, like, the big set piece is, like, all these fireworks are going off, and they're basically explosions, right?
For 10 minutes straight.
So when they hit things, they just blow that shit up. Like, it hits a brick wall, and it just blows a hole into it.
Yeah, that was fucking insane.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, what are these? Are these fireworks, or are they fucking
M80s?
Saying,
it was, like, CW shit. Yeah. But it was, like, worse. I was like, I can't even believe this right now. It's like you have CW quality, but then it had, like, you could tell it, like, had a more cinematic or, like, movie-like quality to it. But then with how it was edited, and then just, like, how stupid the writing is, and then, like, even how stupid the writing is when it comes to things like explosions and action, it's just completely fucking unforgivable. We were saying Sony should never be allowed to make a Marvel movie after this. All right,
guys, you're going in the corner. You're only allowed to make Spider-Verse films now, okay?
Make animated ones, and that's it. You can't even make, like, we don't even want, if you want to do a 2D one, you can't even do that. You got to do a Spider-Man thing.
Two movies,
Spider-Verse
two
thing.
Movies in a row with a 17% on Rotten Tomatoes. This is what happens, okay? You have to get punished for your actions, okay?
We were so hurt by this film, we had to put on the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man film just silently in the background as we're reviewing this right now.
Yeah, we got the OG Sam Raimi Spider-Man in the background.
Just to not totally lose hope in superhero movies.
Even just not hearing anything and only seeing it in the subtitles, I'm like, wow, this is cinema. What I just saw is allegedly cinema.
We could have seen this today as a silent movie like we're seeing it right now, and only seeing like just bits and pieces of it, and it still would be a better movie. Or more put together movie, more thought.
And that was, you know, to go back to the specific complaints we had, that was something else you mentioned in the middle of the film that I agreed with 100%, where it's like some things that she was doing and saying, like, they're. So I have a gripe with films, and I said this to Liam. I have a gripe with films when films kind of treat you like an idiot. Like they don't think that you're, you know, smart enough to, like, pick up on the things that they're hinting at. So they have the character or the narration in the film,
God,
like, explain things for you. Jeez, right after they
film,
happen.
Boy, did it ever do it more than any film.
All the time.
Ever.
Like, every time there was even a bit of nuance, there would be a character ready to fucking address that nuance out loud, sometimes talking to themselves.
And then they try to lazily cover it even, too, with, like, them talking to themselves and it just seeming so forced and, like, you know, we all talk to ourselves maybe at some points, but, like,
yeah,
she does it all the time. And then also,
and it sounds
not
robotic.
In ways that, yeah, it's like robotic or not in ways that, like, anyone would talk to themselves. Like, it's like her just providing exposition basically for the film. Like, man, that didn't have an effect. I wonder if I opened the window if it would or some shit.
Looks
like
that. You're not dead after all. And
yeah.
After the bird flies away, and it's like, wow, no shit.
Yeah.
But it's just like...
just stating the obvious, basically. It makes the character look stupid, and it just shows how bad the writing is.
It's such a build-up of tiny things. Like, that's really the end-all, be-all of this film. It's like, no one thing is really, like... well, I shouldn't say that. A few things are abysmal. But mostly, it's just a bunch of small things happening in every scene that are all bad, building up into one big
ball
of
shit.
Honestly,
I would say the biggest problem with this movie is the characters are horrible.
Yeah, they are.
And
there's no memorable characters at all.
Yeah.
Like, not even a little bit.
And then the chemistry. Not only that, but like sometimes maybe you can have bad writing or whatever, but it's the chemistry between the actors or something that makes it. No fucking chemistry between any of these actresses.
Despite me hating the idea of the cameo, I think Ben Parker was probably like the best character in this film.
And then he just gets treated like shit. Like he like is trying to help the girls out like near the end of the movie, and this just shows
they're
how
like
much
verbally
they
abusing him. Yeah,
they're like Ben's saying things right now. Like I think they literally have a line like that.
Yeah,
Ben's speaking words. It was some shit like that. It was like, Ben's speaking words right now, guys. Can we just tell him to shut the fuck up? And he's like, do you want popcorn? Okay. You're just spilling all of it all over the floor
dude,
now.
I pushed that out of my memory, dude. Yeah. Like, he takes them in because Cassie asks him for help because she has to go to South America. All right, so let me outline this and you'll understand how convoluted it is. Cassie's saving these three teenagers she's never met because she had a vision about them being killed, so she drops them off with her friend Ben Parker so that she can go to South America and talk to the tribesmen that saved her life when her mother was pregnant with her
these
and got shot in South America. And yeah, and then she goes there and learns that she's some like spider seer, you know what I mean?
And the weird spider people that were fucking naked and had like webs as clothing. Now, I guess in modern days,
they just dress like normal people. Yeah,
they're like, we're past that now. It was
just
a little weird.
Dudes in like a white button up and khakis.
They're like, that was
the South American jungle.
They're like, that was the 70s. I mean, come on.
They never explain it either. Like, yeah. They never address why he's suddenly dressing like.
And he looks
normally.
Exactly the same age too.
Yeah.
Which I guess was maybe like Ezekiel or something. Like maybe we're supposed to think like because if they get bit or something or have a connection,
they don't age the same
or something. But they never even went into that.
They never addressed it.
They didn't
it,
do with him either, right?
No.
And I thought that was going to be some thing too because I remember in one of the flashbacks or one of the dreams he had or whatever, it showed him with like this like gray hair, like graying hair.
Well, that was
almost.
Him in the future when like all like because that's another thing that we haven't even gotten to yet is the fact that in the promotional material they show all like the girls and
oh, yeah,
like
so,
their spider outfits.
Yeah, anyone
with
expecting
their powers.
Action or like Spider-Woman's or Spider-Woman's like you're not
nope.
getting it.
No,
they're if in, you even want Madame Web in the outfit, you're not getting it.
They're in two scenes. One of them is a flash forward, and
she
the other one's a flash.
She wasn't even in the outfit the entire movie.
No,
right?
Not even at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She and in the posters and shit, they had her in an outfit. So they literally just made an outfit for the promotion.
For the very final, for the final scene. Like, legit the final scene.
When she was with
scene.
Those red glasses she
yeah.
probably had it on.
And
okay.
she has, like, the spider on her hand or whatever. But that's, like, the last 10 yep. seconds of the film. That is, like, the very end of the film. So, yeah,
Never with a movie in theaters, I don't think I've gotten up and flipped it off like I did with this movie. And then we ran out of
I
there.
I forgot you did that. You fucking flipped off the screen.
And then we ran out of there. I was like, Dan, can we please just get out of here? I don't even want to have the shame of seeing other people like that saw this movie with us.
Yeah, it was... So, yeah, that's basically the Mount Rushmore of problems I have with this film. It's the pacing... It's the uninnovative action, it's the cliched storytelling mm-hmm. characters, and the false advertising, which, unfortunately, we've just become used to with Sony. It's not
yeah,
even like...
Me and you aren't even mad about that. Like, it's like we just knew that going in.
Yeah, we knew
that's
that...
That's why we don't give a shit as much.
I remember after Morbius, we came back here to your place, and we picked apart the trailer and tried to figure out what made it into the final film and what didn't, and it turned out, like, 50 to 60% of that initial trailer... Or the final trailer, that was like the release trailer. Mm. Like 50 to 60% of what was in that trailer just was not in the final movie at all.
Yeah.
Like not even reference. It was just gone. Like they removed it entirely. Like the one CIA agent who's like pursuing him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who has a robotic arm, but that's never brought up in the film, but you see it in one of the trailers. And then like the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man poster that says murderer
yep.
on it that
yep.
he walks by. Nope, that's not in there. Like,
well, it's just like this movie. I'm sure they, just like with Morbius, so for anyone that's unaware, And supposedly, from what the director of this movie said, I think her name's like S.J. Clarkson or something. It's not true, but I've been seeing this a lot recently, and considering it was true about everything else with this movie, I'm going to assume it's true. Supposedly, this was like the multiple, like this has gone through multiple scripts and shit. Like originally, I guess this movie was supposed to take place in the 90s.
So that right there is already red flag number one.
Yeah.
Like when that happens to a film, if there's a shit ton of reshoots or like.
And then when they're already
like two
shooting.
Or three different,
especially
like,
when they're already shooting it and they're trying to make changes like this too.
Yeah, that's when you know. Which, if this was from the production side, if this was from the production side, like the executive producers, like the big money that's behind the film, if they were the ones forcing these changes and the director just did what she could with it,
no, exactly.
Then God bless
her.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, because like, what are you going to do when you're trying to make a film and everything you're trying to do is being dicked around and changed every like 2 months? Obviously, it's going to be a disjointed mess.
We've seen half of DC and Warner Brothers. I'm sure it probably happens at Sony and Marvel,
like,
Sony too.
You get a limited time frame, and then in that time frame, they're trying to constantly make you make changes. Like, we decided based on focus groups that people would actually like this better, so change this aspect of the film entirely to match our vision. And it's like, dude, we're already in principal photography. Like, we've been doing this for 3 months. What do you mean change the film? You want us to just scrap everything we've already shot?
Did you just talk back to your boss?
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. Like, honestly, unfortunately, that's how I imagine those conversations go down. It's like, we're not asking you for your vision. We're asking you for your work.
Yeah.
So just do what we want you to do and everything will be fine. And
we're the ones who've made a bunch of movies.
And then their film tanks and loses them hundreds of millions of dollars.
Dude, this
like,
makes
this
me
is
afraid for any other Sony movie this year. I'm afraid for Kraven and fucking Venom 3. And I'm afraid for the new Ghostbusters.
I can't believe
too.
We're getting three of them.
Afraid for that new Ghostbusters.
We're getting fucking three Sony Marvel films this year, bro.
Yeah. Especially for that actress, Celeste O'Connor, because she's going to be in the new Ghostbusters. It's like, man, if Sony drops the ball with this new Ghostbusters,
she's never
going to
find work.
And
it's
yeah.
Maybe not even her fault.
Damn, dude. That sucks. Because, yeah, I think the script was just so bad. I almost feel like I could see it on the actress's face. Like, man, how like is this even like a line I'm saying right now?
And then afterwards they're like, well,
like
I got a paycheck.
Like, I know Taekwondo, like, or whatever.
Out of nowhere.
Where Madam Web just leaves them all in the forest. Like, I need to go for a little bit.
And then
she just instantly turns around after Madam Web leaves and goes, I know Taekwondo, just out of nowhere.
And then they decide to all leave the forest to go to a diner, and they leave a fire going in the middle of the woods. They made a fire, which that's cool. They made a fire, but then like they all leave the woods, and they just walk. You can see it burning in the background as they're exiting the forest. Like, they're walking away, and there's just a fucking campfire burning in the middle of the woods. Like, oh. All right.
It was going pretty good, too.
At least we know they didn't attend any fire safety courses in their entire lives, because Jesus Christ. We were joking about, like, Cassie gets back and the forest is just in flames.
Yeah.
Like,
that's just burning down. I would have honestly given it points for that. And then when she rashed them out, it would have been even more like,
you burned down half of Central Park! Like, she's all pissed at them.
It would have been even more reasonable, where it's like, yeah, that was pretty stupid of them. Like, she deserves to rash them out right now.
But, yeah. But,
I guess what I wanted to go into right now was like,
sure,
basically so far what we talked about, kind of how we compare to like the critics or like users
and
fans rating this right now. And from what I could kind of average,
some of them are jaw dropping.
Yeah. From what I could kind of average with like the IMDb ratings and Metacritic and Rotten Tomatoes, and this is with the critic and user scores, basically the average for this average rating for this movie is like a 3.2. out of 10.
I might even put it lower than that, but I think that's pretty accurate. I was gonna go lower, I'd say 2.5.
I'd say I'm pretty like with that, honestly.
But a 2.5, 3 out of 10, yeah, that makes sense to me.
I say that's like absolutely fair.
Because one thing you can say for sure, it's a movie. It's a film.
It is a movie. Somehow
it's
we
a film.
Watched a movie today.
It's got a beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah.
There's a loose plot there. Like, there was a plot. I could follow the plot. I understood, like, for the most part, who was doing what and for what reason. The reasons sucked, but I understood them.
I just think people are going to be confused when they see this. Like, I know I certainly was.
There
like,
are some things I'm confused about.
Well, like, I just kept looking at my, like, at, like, the clock, and it's like, we're halfway through this?
Yeah.
How are they going to wrap this up? We're 80% of the way through this? How the fuck are they going to wrap this up?
It is so...
And then part of that, too, is their fault with all the promotional stuff, like yeah. we said, because people are going to expect, oh, when's that big finale with all the Spider Women? No, that doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen. They fight...
On the top of a Pepsi Cola building.
And then he gets crushed by a letter.
Falling down and shit, because, like we said, there's these really dangerous fireworks that are explosive that are going off. So, yeah, basically, Madam Web times it with her special ability... So that the S on the Pepsi Cola sign falls down and crushes the villain. And somehow he's got Spider-Man powers, but he can't lift up this tiny little S, even though we've seen fucking Tom Holland like
lift a building.
Lift up like an entire building, like which, trapped underneath it and which, like, can't even move.
By the way, that's another issue I had with this film. Now I thought about it because I was just watching the scene in Spider-Man 1, Sam Raimi, where he's like training with the Dr. Pepper can. But that's like the only
one right now?
Yeah. That's the only like blatant product placement you really see in this movie is like that one Dr. Pepper can. There was Pepsi all
and Mountain Dew
over the place
Pepsi
in this
and Mountain
movie,
Dew.
All over the place
to the same
in
company.
Your face too, yeah. Like Ben, like Uncle Ben, when they're at that baby
drinking
shower, like walks up to her and is like, "Here you go," and like hands her a can of Pepsi, like with the fucking logo like spun towards the camera, and then she holds it in front
and
of
there
her chest.
Scene where they were like talking about their love life. He had the code red.
He had the Mountain Dew code red.
Lunch.
Yep.
It's just like, my God, you guys are so blatant with it. Like,
yeah,
that was kind of the only. Well, actually, there was like Calvin Klein,
and then the guy literally
too.
Gets killed by a Pepsi sign.
Yeah,
like that was the icing on the cake. Is like he got killed by product placement.
Yeah, he literally got killed by product placement,
which
yeah.
is like, wow, that's insane.
And that was a shitty. One other thing I want to say about that too: horrible third act fucking battle.
Oh my God, one of the worst ever.
It like the CGI wasn't even. Remember, there was that moment too where she just like.
Created
usual,
like illusory
like,
copies
yeah.
of herself to
yeah.
like help them all up, like out of nowhere.
I mean, I just remember you going, "What the fuck?" and then just like kind of like getting out of your seat a little bit almost.
Because I was like, "Where the fuck did that come from?"
Like, and then it wasn't even like the thing, like, too. That's like they even failed with that because it's like you figure they're going to do that and then she saves all of them and then she just fucks that up too,
yeah.
where like the villain hits her or something. They like Doctor Strange, like they all get sucked back into her body and then that we don't see that ability again.
And they never address it.
Yeah, they never address it.
And then all of a sudden, like, her only ability again becomes Future Sight. And it's like, where did that come from? Like.
God, I can't believe this movie, dude. I feel like I could literally sit here and rant about this
yeah.
for a while.
And you know,
I
we haven't even.
Silas, like, we should come up with a show, like, for things like this. Where or a segment where it's us like still not over it or something. It's just us ranting about like Rebel
all the
Moon
shitty
or like
things
yeah,
that we've
like,
seen in the past.
Like, I'm still
years.
Mad about this basically, or I'm still thinking about
dude,
this.
Dude, when I was talking to John too, I was like, dude, I knew this was gonna happen. I knew this was gonna happen, but it killed my vibe. The last few movies I've seen in films have been phenomenal.
Yeah, we're in like
Poor
the
things,
Oscar season. Where
Godzilla
you're seeing
all
the, like,
minus
really
one
good movies,
and then this.
Yep.
And luckily, what I'm planning on seeing in the future, I'm hoping is going to be good. You know, Planet of the Apes, Dune, Furiosa. You know, there's a lot of good movies on the horizon, but this was just like I said, my expectations were already low, but it somehow managed to push through the floor.
Yeah, it really was a mood killer. And it's sad, too, because it seems like MCU Marvel, like Disney Marvel, seems like they're actually kind of learning their lesson a little bit. And like this year, they said they only wanted to release one movie. It's gonna be Deadpool and Wolverine. And it's also
that movie might save the MCU, dude.
It looks amazing, and it's also gonna be our first R-rated MCU movie we've got.
One of the best trailers I've seen in ages.
And from the sounds of what they're doing with the Daredevil show, with this like reboot and everything too, that seems like it's going in a more R-rated direction. Because I heard John Bernthal said he didn't even want to come back. I heard he's the reason why it got, like, basically rebooted or, like, rehauled.
Really?
Yeah. I guess he was just like, I'm not, like, I guess because, probably because they announced he was coming back already. And then they probably gave him the scripts and he was like,
this sucks.
This is not what I signed up for, you know? Like, redo this. Like, I'm not coming back. Like,
hey, that goes to show how much star
right?
power he has. Like,
but like
if Disney's going to bend over
God,
backwards
I wish some
for
of
him,
the actors for this, Madam Web
did the
this.
Same thing,
Jesus.
Yeah. read the script and said no.
This script is unacceptable. I'm literally talking to a cat in this scene and just fucking like exposition and shit.
Talks to a cat multiple times for the sole purpose of exposition, never names it.
Yep. Oh yeah, it's just called Cat.
Just Cat. It's a stray cat that she feeds and she's never named it, and it's in like four scenes and that's it.
Probably some of the best chemistry scenes between anyone too.
Yeah, that was actually, yeah, like, unironically, like, those were some of the funniest exchanges when she's talking to the cat.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, even that's underutilized.
And some of it is the cat's even off screen, too.
Just meowing?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was, there's so much about this film that's just so, like, and what's crazy to imagine, too, is, you know, a movie goes through rounds, you know, it goes through editors, it goes through test audiences, it goes through... you know, all these different quality assurance things, at least you hope, and somehow this is the final product we got. That's what always amazes me with a shit film.
I don't get how, like, Morbius was a more put-together movie than this was, and that was, like, a half hour less long, too.
It just goes
to show.
Like,
this whole, like, Ben Parker and fucking Mary storyline, that did not need to be in this movie.
It's just a half-baked attempt to set up their Spider-Man.
Yeah. And then the fact that they don't even say his name either. Like, they don't even say Peter. Oh, it almost makes me wonder if it is Peter.
It's just May Parker.
Yeah, like, do you think it's, like, not Peter or something? Like, do you think that's... Did they say a boy?
I think they did. I think... Because they were named... Because when she was like, guess his name, they were like, Sam. Ben. John Jr. You know what I mean? Like...
Which I wonder if that was, like, a reference to, like, John Romita Jr., whatever, the comic guy.
I have no idea.
We were being clever with that scene. We had little Easter eggs there.
Like, Richard! You know, Richard, because that's his dad. Yeah. Richard. And, you know, like, so, yeah, I think they knew it was a boy, but, like...
Okay.
So obviously, it's supposed to be Peter, but for some reason, they were being fucking coy about it. Even though they threw Ben Parker in your face like a fucking pie. Ben Parker! It's him, guys.
And where the fuck was Richard, or where was Mary, or whatever?
Mary said he was on, like, a business trip or some shit.
Not Mary. Where's Richard, and where was Aunt May?
So, well, because Ben just started dating May,
her.
Apparently.
Just started dating her, yeah.
And then, yeah, Mary said that the reason Richard wasn't there is because he was on, like, a business trip or something.
Dumb.
Yeah, pretty dumb.
Conveniently, there's just all these characters that are missing. All the girls, their parents are missing.
Yeah.
One of them's, like... They just throw in a whole, kind of throw in this whole forced plot of, like, she's an illegal immigrant, right?
So, yeah, they tried to, there was this whole round robin they were doing where every girl was, like, explaining why they couldn't just, well, that's what it was, because they all took turns explaining why they couldn't just call the police, because there's this crazy masked man trying to kill them, so your first logical conclusion is, let's just go to the police,
right? It's like they had to get that out of the way because they knew people were going to be asking that.
Right. So, you know, that's like I said, that's the logical conclusion. So let's just go to the police. And
even
then, like,
Madame Webb was asking that. She's like, I think she just got the point. She's like, fuck these girls. They're so annoying. Why don't I just call the police and have them?
And they're like, no.
Yeah.
And so, like, one of them said, like, I think Sydney Sweeney's character was like, oh, I don't actually have parents right now because I ran away because, like, my mom's like, I think she said her mom was, like, an addict or something, and his dad was, like, something.
Her mom was in a psych ward.
A psych ward, that's what it was. Yeah. And her dad was, like, absentee or something, so she's like, I ran away.
Her dad, like, remarried. To me, it seemed like with her, like, she was just, like, playing it up.
She said, like, she ran away to see if they really loved her or something, which was, like, okay.
It's like, you just and then, like, you're being dramatic. Like,
and then,
fucking...
like, the skateboarder chick was like, well, my parents are, like, rich business people, and they're in China right now on a business trip, and... I don't think they love me enough to make sure I'm safe, and I don't want to find out, so I'm not going to tell them. Like, that's literally what she said. She said, I don't think they care enough about my safety, and I don't want to find out if they do or not. That was her reason.
Yeah.
And then, like, yeah, and then the other chick who lived in the same
building. This all could have just been solved. Madame Web was like, they're your parents. Like, they love you.
Just,
like,
call them.
Well, yeah, just call them or whatever, because it probably was that.
The only one who actually had a legitimate explanation was the one... who was, her dad turned out to be an illegal immigrant.
No, exactly. But I thought they were going to go somewhere with that, and then they just totally just threw that in there.
Because apparently her mom had died, and, her dad, she never knew he didn't have his papers, so he got deported, 6 months prior. So she had been living in their apartment by herself
without him. To me, that kind of just seemed like they, were, they just needed to explain with each of them their parents aren't there, right?
Right.
So to me, by the time they got to that one, because she was the last one, it just seems like...
You should have started with that.
You know, she's deported, like, blah, 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 or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't want to get deported. I was kind of like, are you serious, guys?
Like I said, though, like, she is the one person who had, like, a legitimate reason, and even that reason was shaky at best.
Yeah.
The other two were literally just like, meh. Nah.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to find out if my parents love me or not.
I don't want to find
out. I'm too
out
scared.
Me,
and it's like,
it's literally,
are you more
them.
Scared about finding out whether your parents love you or not? Or the insane, like, superpowered individual who's trying to snap your neck?
Yeah.
Which one scares you more?
No, seriously.
Like, and I'm saying this about a villain who isn't even scary. Like, we haven't really talked shit about this guy enough.
Yeah, I feel like we talked about most things, so we should really just get into the villain.
He deserves his own segment.
Before we go off.
He deserves his own segment. He's, like, this,
this
villain...
This is the worst villain of any superhero movie, I think. Like, he's definitely the top three, I would say, right?
The Daredevil film with with Ben Affleck is pretty shit, but at least, like... At least, what's-his-face, Bullseye, was, like, entertaining because he was a psycho.
Wasn't Kingpin in that, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, even these shit superhero films have some pretty bad villains sometimes. Like, Thor the Dark World. The Dark Elf guy was pretty scary.
And this is coming from someone who thinks Thor the Dark World is an absolute piece of shit. And I actually, I don't know. I think it's the sort of thing where it is a better movie than Madame Web. Which
yes.
pains me to say that.
Yes,
fucking,
it is.
At the same time, for me, sometimes with certain things, it's like, well, come on. This was Madame Web. I wasn't expecting much. With Thor, I was expecting, like,
right, but
a good product
or whatever. You have to take your expectations out of it, though.
No, exactly.
You know what I mean?
You gotta do that.
Because then that's the bias.
True.
You know what I mean?
But, like, to me, this, I had, like, no expectations because we talked about it. I didn't even really know who Madame Web was.
And it still pissed you off.
And this still pissed me off.
Yeah.
Especially with just how they... Just forced Ben Parker and all these other characters in there.
It's like what they, you know, I remember after Morbius, a lot of people were talking about that post-credit scene with
Michael
Keaton.
You're talking about the two post-credit scenes that just each one post-credit scene
right after the other, and it's like so poorly paced and just jank. Yeah, so I remember like reading a review one time, and we even talked about this. So like, I'm bringing up the review because it echoed our opinion that we shared right after the film, and it felt like Sony's Spider-Verse was like trying to steal Vulture.
Oh yeah, no,
you know what I mean,
because right.
like
yeah,
they didn't actually use him for anything. They just shoehorned him into
like,
the post credit scene.
Marvel's approval or like Disney's approval or whatever.
Yeah, they just shoehorned him in.
Like
at the
they
end.
Asked Michael Keaton, like they kind of like were being secretive about it. Like, so don't talk to Marvel, but you want to come do?
We'll give you money.
Yeah,
like we'll pay you. We'll give you a paycheck. You know, like $50,000. How's that sound for like you know a 6-minute scene?
And I'm playing the Vulture. Well, I don't know. Just how about you come, and then we'll figure it out. Like we'll just start rolling the cameras. I don't know.
I
start rolling
that,
the cameras. Maybe you're in a prison uniform. Maybe I don't know. Maybe you're Vulture.
We'll get those creative juices flowing, and we'll see how
it
goes.
Out.
You know, like
maybe
and
it's
so,
just you being Michael Keaton. Maybe you're playing yourself. Like.
So comparing it to that, right? That whole aspect of how it felt like they just shoehorned him in. That's exactly, I think, the thing that pissed me off the most about this film is the shoehorning in of like Ben. And Mary and Peter Parker and then just being like, oh, look, guys, look, we're setting up our universe. Look, it's world building. And
yeah.
It's like, it's not world building if it's, done,
it's
so
done
fucking
bad.
Blatantly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, say what you will about the MCU. It's had some misses in the past couple years. I'll be the first one to say that. But early MCU, like phases 1 through 3, the world building was so fucking well done. Like how in Captain America Civil War. Winter Soldier. You know, when you're seeing on the screens, because they're like Arnim Zola's like consciousness is like showing them all the different targets of like the fucking helicarriers and how they're gonna use like
when
algorithms
underground or whatever.
Yeah, it's gonna use like an algorithm to identify potentially dangerous individuals and like kill them before they can become a threat. And you see a couple names. You see like Doctor Strange. Like this was like a year before they announced Doctor Strange.
I remember that.
You know what I mean? Like you see Doctor Stephen Strange as like a target. In one film, you see like all these different like areas of like interest, and one of them is just in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was like, "There's nothing there. That has to be Atlantis, right?" And then, like 6 years later, you see Atlantis
in Black Panther.
In Black Panther 2.
Well, this is because this was back when Marvel actually could like tease things and then follow up on it. And I feel like all they've done this saga is like tease things,
but no follow up.
They're probably never gonna get followed up on. Yeah.
Well, I don't know,
I just feel like they've teased too many things at this
Deadpool
point.
Deadpool and Wolverine's trailer is looking like it's gonna try to address a whole lot
thing
of things
I was
at once.
To Austin too was like, part of my worry with Marvel too is that they're gonna pivot to like Doom or something, especially now with all the Jonathan Majors shit with Kang and stuff. But then that's like going to make it seem even more half-baked where it's kind of like, oh, come on,
I don't
guys.
Think they're going to do that. I think they're just going to recast him.
But why did they have like that like Secret Invasion comic and like with Doom's face on it like in the Deadpool trailer and shit?
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh,
you
shit.
See that?
I didn't see that, no.
It's like that scene where he's like laying down right when Wolverine comes over him.
Yeah.
You can see in the corner there's a comic. It's the Secret Invasion with Doom's face on it.
Oh,
and
shit.
That soda bottle.
Do you mean Secret Wars or Secret Invasion?
Secret Wars.
Secret
sorry.
Wars.
Yeah,
okay,
sorry.
Yeah.
I always mix up those two. Secret Wars. Sorry, guys. But, yeah, basically, it's Secret Wars comic with Doom's face on it. The one with, like, Doom's face
yep.
on it, basically. It's, like, issue 5 or something. And then there's a green soda bottle, which is, like, one of the ones from the Incredible Hulk movie. Do you remember that?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're fighting outside of a Warner Brothers, like, or a Fox,
yeah.
like a Fox studio, which is kind of hilarious.
Exactly, so maybe it is just them, like, doing that.
It's
but
just
it's kind of crazy
like,
that's
callbacks.
Literally referencing, like, a real comic.
Yeah.
Like, they're getting very meta with it, with this one.
It's
telling
Deadpool.
Austin, I was like, it's Deadpool, so I feel like it's going to be done well, but they got to tread light because it seems like they're going way more meta than they ever have with this new one. And if it's going to get to the point where it's, like,
it's just everything is just a joke.
Or no, like, when it's going to get to the point where they're going to acknowledge, like, we know that we're, like, a cinematic universe, like, for people and everything.
Right.
Which they kind of already did with She-Hulk, too. I just think they have to tread lightly. And they have to be especially careful because they really need some hits after something like Madam Web, like with this.
Well, that's the crazy part. Is like
this movie is technically linked to the MCU, unfortunately.
Because of the...
It's like
of Morbius.
Because of Morbius and all these other... Sony ones, and because we know the multiverse now, so it's just yeah, it's just linked. And
but the thing is, though, it's only as linked as Disney wants it to be.
True.
If at any point they feel like it's going downhill, which by the way,
we're cutting it off.
They're probably looking right now and being like, "Huh, maybe it isn't such a great idea to cross these universes over." You know what I mean?
So before we sign off, can I say one thing? My
yeah.
prediction. I think this is going to be the worst performing superhero movie of all time.
Madam Web?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
What do you think?
I hope it is.
Yeah, me too.
I hope it is. I hope you're right. Like, I genuinely hope you're right.
Let's
because
hope Kraven is the same. Or
Sony
they just cancel
needs a,
it.
Imagine they do. They just scrap. Like I said, like I was saying on the car right here, I was like, imagine they just scrap it like Batwoman.
Yeah.
They just have like basically a complete film and they're like, no.
Dude, we'd be doing a dancing and. Dancing around the basement.
Put it in the fucking archives. Like, get it. Get like, nope. Never see the light
yes,
of day.
We don't have to see those.
We're doing like the fucking dance from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
When they're on the table.
Exactly. But well, Pose. I think that about wraps it up for this episode of Spoiled It.
Yeah. So if you want my rating, I'd say like a 3 out of 10. I definitely agree with that.
I'd say
maybe
I,
even lower.
I'd say I'm about there.
Would
maybe,
not recommend.
Maybe a little higher, but that it just pains me to also even like. Kind of give it any sort of praise.
If you're a masochist or you want to laugh, go see it.
Yeah,
it will make you laugh.
Go see
yeah,
this.
Get fucked up and go see it. Always, but make sure you have a show for it. No drunk driving.
Yes.
Like
I smoked before this movie, but Dan drove me, so
yeah.
He doesn't smoke. So,
yeah. So if you
be
if
responsible,
you want, if you want to get under the influence of something and go laugh your ass off at a terrible superhero movie, then this is the movie for you.
Definitely
if you're,
made it a little bit more bearable. I think I still wasn't stoned enough for this.
If you're anyone else, don't see it. It's just gonna make you mad.
But thank you all for joining us, Pose, and supporting all things Bros and Pose here at Two Pose in a Pod. If you're a nerdy stoner like us, make sure to like and subscribe to all our other grilled pop culture content on YouTube at Retrotainment and BroPX and at Grilled TV Studios. And then you can also follow us on Spotify, Facebook, and Instagram at Two Pose in a Pod and on X at Borgeson_Liam. Till next time.
Grilled TV!
Stay frosty, Pose.
Good shit. For the podcast, because it's like.